Get your arm ready. We better fix it.
Get my nose. Ready?
Yeah, you got my nose. You gonna get my nose? There you go.
Guys, you're missing the best one.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a heart,
there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face
of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone,
I've come up with 20 slogans for the Stay in School campaign, and they're all lame. Hold on, I'm taking a personality test. I'm this close to having a personality. Kimmy. Okay, you want a Stay in School slogan? How about this one? Be smart and get your schooling, or you'll be living on a couch, burping and drooling.
Hey guys, hold on. I'm really glad you're home. We've been working on this campaign. Well, I've been working on this campaign for the sophomore class, and since all the kids listen to you on the radio, we thought you guys would be perfect spokesmen.
Spokesman, huh? Guess that means I can date spokesmodels.
Hey, Deej, we're there for you.
Hey, what exactly are we spokesmen for?
Yeah.
It's a stay-in-school campaign.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Good cause, huh, Jess?
Yeah, that's a real nice cause. But I'm sorry, I can't help you out with that one.
Why not?
I have so many things going on, a lot of projects.
Really? Like what?
I have to paint the house.
The house was just painted.
Oh, yeah, and it looks great, too. Actually, I have to paint the driveway. That's what I have to paint. The driveway doesn't go with the curb at all. It's a whole clashing thing.
Girls, I'm sorry. I don't know what the heck's going on with him.
That was really weird. Yeah, I thought your driveway went great with your curb.
Girls, dinner's ready.
Great, I'm starved.
Stop! You forgot! Somebody has to tie my shoe.
Michelle, I tied your shoe at breakfast, on the way to school, on the way back from school, and twice since we've been home.
Well, then you're not doing a very good job.
Michelle, excuse me, Steph. You know what? I think it is time to teach you the shoelace tying song. Come over here and watch very closely what I do. I'm excellent at this, okay? Here we go. Goes like this. Over, under, around the tree.
Dad, it's not over, under. It's under, over. Under, over, around the tree.
That's a beautiful rendition, honey, but I'm positive that it's over, then under.
Dad, you've been wearing loafers too long. It's definitely under, then over.
Sweetheart, I've been tying my shoes for 30 years.
Maybe you've been doing it wrong for 30 years.
Aunt Becky, how did you learn to tie your shoe?
Oh, well, my parents taught me a little song.
I hope there's not a tree in it.
No, but there's a cute little bunny. Here, hold your shoe up. It goes like this. Bunny boy, around the ear to there. Step inside the bunny hole, and I'll show you a pair. See?
Kinda.
Okay, Michelle, we've been working on it, and we've got it. Okay, Steph?
Okay.
Hit it.
Over or under, around the tree, swing past the knothole, pull and see.
No wonder she can't tie her shoe. Luckily, I just taught her bunny boy, bunny boy.
Bunny boy, bunny boy?
This is very complicated.
Hey, have you guys seen Jess?
He's been acting so strange. He just backed out of our stay in school campaign with some weird excuse about having to paint the driveway.
Actually, it's not a bad idea. It never did match the curb.
I can't believe that Jesse won't help.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. You gonna eat or what?
Well, honey, we're just concerned. It would mean a lot to DJ if you helped out with her stay in school project.
What's the matter with people? I told you I'm busy. If I'm busy, I'm busy. That's all.
Painting the driveway?
Got something against home improvement?
You know what? It really is a good cause.
I'm sure it is.
Gotta be a way out of here.
Uncle Jesse, you know at my school, one kid drops out every week.
So go talk to him and stop bugging me about it.
No, you are not leaving here until we get a straight answer. Now, why won't you help DJ with her campaign?
All right. You want to know why I can't help DJ with her campaign? I can't help you with your stay-in-school campaign because I didn't stay in school.
What?
What? What? I'm a dropout. There. Well, let's just move on with our lives, okay?
You heard the man. Let's move on with our lives.
Hello, my cute little sons. Hello.
Meow.
Hello. Hey, listen, it's time for you guys to go to bed. It's time for you guys to go to bed now, okay? Bye-bye. Bye.
Now, listen, guys, before it hits the streets, I might as well tell you, the old man's a high school dropout. That. Who needs a diploma anyway, right? I mean, does that put food on your plate and diapers on your little tushies? I don't think so. The old man's doing okay, huh? I mean, granted, I'm no Albert Einstein, but who'd want to be with that hair? Buck a moose couldn't tame that head. What's really important to me is what you guys think, and I'm guessing you love me with or without a diploma, huh? Can I have a kiss? Do I have a little kiss? Can I have another one? Me with you?
So, Jess, anything you care to talk about?
Can't think of a thing, Beck.
Jess, I can't believe you never told anyone you didn't graduate high school.
No, just didn't come up in conversation over the past 11 years.
Oh, no, you don't. You are not getting away with that again. Honey, you and I are best friends. We tell each other everything. Won't you please tell me what happened?
I'm embarrassed about this. It was my senior year, and I don't know. I was playing a lot of shows with my band, and I just got this new motorcycle, and I don't know. It was just a lot more fun than going to English class with Mr. Pearson. I used to start each class with, "Read any good books lately?"
No.
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah. No, this guy was a killer, man. You know, he made us memorize this poem, "Oh, Captain, My Captain." And when I got up to recite it, the guy just tore me to shreds because I forgot a few words.
How many words?
Everything after "Oh, Captain, My Captain." The point is that he really made me look like an idiot, and all the kids were laughing at me, and I asked him if I'd go to the bathroom, and I never came back.
Honey, you're only missing one class. You could go back and make that up.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to say? I got locked in the stall and I just now got out?
Sweetheart, what are you going to tell Nikki and Alex? What if one day they want to drop out of school?
Well, I just talked to them about it. They're totally cool.
How about you? Are you totally cool?
Could be cooler. I'm proud of being a dropout.
So drop back in.
It's too late and I'm too old.
You're right. You can't do it.
No, I could do it. If I wanted to, I could do it.
Well, then do it.
I just want to make my own decisions, that's all.
Well, then make a decision. What do you want?
I want that diploma.
Then go get it.
Then I'm going to get it.
All right, honey. I am so proud of you.
This was my decision, wasn't it?
Oh, of course, sweetheart.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going back to school.
Joey, I think your end's a little low.
Really? I've been working out with my hiney master.
Just raise the banner. Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Has your Uncle Jesse left for night school yet?
No, he's still upstairs. He wants his hair to be perfect. He's been doing it since 6 o'clock.
For an hour?
Since 6 o'clock this morning.
I got it! Over, under, around the tree. Swing past the knot, hope, pull, and see.
That's great, Michelle!
That's fantastic! Wow, all that practicing really paid off. Now let me see you tie your shoe.
My shoe? I just learned a song.
Here, Squirt, let me show you the Gibbler way to tie your shoe.
Ho!
Oh, Gibbler, put that shoe on before you set off the smoke alarms.
Okay, everybody, here he is, America's newest high school student.
Hey!
America's oldest high school student.
Timmy, even you can't get to me today. I'm in such a great mood. I'm so excited about going back to school. I even stayed up all night memorizing this poem, O Captain, My Captain.
Yeah, hey, is that from Star Trek 1 or 2?
I think it's from 2, Steve.
Oh, Captain, my Captain, she's breaking up. I've got to have more power.
For your information, it's by a guy named Walt Whitman, one of America's finest poets.
Steve and I got you this thesaurus.
Right.
Well, actually, DJ picked it out. And DJ paid for it. But I drove her to the mall.
Jess, we're all really proud of you. It takes a lot of guts to do what you're doing.
Yeah, going back to school.
No, being late for your first class.
Shit. Sorry.
Get going.
Okay, hey, thanks, guys, for everything, and see you after school.
Watch out for the big kids at recess.
Good luck.
Front row. Pretty good seats. Didn't even have to pay a scalper.
Hey, man, I know you. You're Jesse, from Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh, yeah, nice to see you. Listen, I'm here to get my diploma, so let's not make a big deal out of it.
Okay.
Okay, make a big deal out of it.
Hey, man, you played the Smash Club. You did, like, a real cool kick while you were playing the keyboard.
Oh, yeah, that's my Bruce Lee meets Liberace thing I do.
Yeah, like this, right?
No, I said Bruce Lee, not Sarah Lee. No, it goes more like this. You get the piano going, and then you do a slide like that. See, because you got to get a fever pitch. Once you get fever pitch, then you slide like this, and then sometimes you go back, and then sometimes you go, and up, and back, and sliding, and going, and sliding, and going, and sliding, and going.
Read any good books lately?
Mr. Pearson.
Jesse Katsopoulos. Wasn't it about 10 years ago I gave you a pass to the bathroom?
Yes, it was. They were out of toilet paper, so I figured, what the heck, I'll quit school. I'm gonna sit down now.
You're starting this class a week after the others. I suggest you pay extra attention.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm a new man, sir. No more screwing off. I'm here to kick butt.
I see your English is still as genteel and elegant as that of a Viking.
Thank you, sir.
Let us move on from the ridiculous to the sublime. We'll continue our discussion of the red badge of courage.
The red badge of courage.
Stephen Crane published this narrative in 1895.
Excuse me, sir. Now, do we need to know dates for tests?
There are no tests. Only examinations of the mind in the form of essays. And yes, you will need to know dates.
Could have just said yes or no.
Mr. Katsopoulos, are you going to be a miscreant all your life?
I don't know. Let's see. Miscreant. No, sir. No, I'm not going to be a troublemaker, a rabble-rouser, ne'er-do-well, or knave.
I don't know why you're here, Mr. Katsopoulos, but since you have presented me with the challenge of teaching you once again, I suggest that you open your mind and shut your yap. In this class, you will read four novels, you will do an oral presentation as well as an in-depth analysis, 15 pages single-spaced, of your favorite American author, should you know one.
For your information, sir, I do know one. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Walter Whitman. I'd like to do a poem right now, if I may. It goes something like this. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won.
I am impressed, Mr. Katsopoulos.
Why, thank you, Mr. Pearson.
Would you mind tell the class what it means?
Okay. I'll tell you. It's about this captain and about his fearful trip, and it was done, it was finished, and they got out of the rack, and they won a prize. They all won prizes.
Actually, Mr. Katsopoulos, this poem is about Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, well, why don't they just call it Oh, Lincoln, My Lincoln?
I suggest you sit down, Mr. Katsopoulos, very slowly, so you won't injure your brain.
Sir, do you mind if I go to the bathroom?
It's right where you left it.
See you in 10 years.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, sweetheart. Come here. How's your shoe tying coming along?
Piece of cake.
What the heck is that glob of pink stuff on your shoe?
Piece of bubblegum.
Sweetheart, why did you tie your shoe with a piece of bubble gum?
The Play-Doh didn't stick.
Michelle, I know how hard you've been trying to learn how to tie your shoe, but bubble gum can get pretty messy.
I'll keep trying. Where's the stapler?
Well, forget about the stapler. The only way you're going to learn how to tie your shoe is just to keep practicing.
Okay. Practice.
President, what mine would be better?
Hey, could you guys help us out, please? These two can't decide on a slogan. They're arguing so much I can't even hear myself chew.
Why don't we put it to a vote? And please, be fair. Don't let me influence you in any way. You can't buy my vote, but you can rent it for an hour. Okay, here is my slogan. People who are smart finish what they start. Stay in school.
That's very good, Paige.
Yeah. And now the second choice. The only choice. Stay in school. Don't be an idiot. Don't drop out even if you have to glue your butt to a chair.
Catchy.
Okay, it's voting time. What do you think?
DJ.
Deej.
DJ.
DJ.
Kimmy.
Steve.
What? I like that gluing your butt part.
Hey, sweetheart, you're back early. How did it go?
Yeah, give these to Nikki and Alex. They can color in them.
I'm guessing it didn't go very well.
Guessed right.
Well, what about the campaign?
You better find yourself another stay-in-school poster boy. I quit. going on, Munchkin? Throwing out all your shoes?
Only the ones with the laces.
Hold it. Now, come here. Oh, I know you're having a little trouble with the shoe tying thing, but don't you think you're being a little hasty?
No, because I didn't know what hasty means.
Well, it means you got to think things out first. I mean, if you throw out all your shoes, what are you going to wear on your feet?
Sandals, slippers, anything with Velcro.
Come on, Michelle, you don't want to be a quitter. You won't feel good about yourself. I mean, quitting is for losers. You don't want to let yourself down and all the people who care about you. Everything I'm saying to you, I should be saying to myself. Buddy, I quit school tonight.
Again?
Yes, again.
What did you do that for?
Well, school just turned out to be a lot harder than I thought, just like tying your shoes is harder than you thought.
Tell me about it. If you can quit, I can quit.
Come on, Michelle, don't you want to learn how to tie your shoes?
Don't you want to finish school?
Yes, I do. I'll tell you what. Let's make a deal, huh?
Okay, it's a deal.
I haven't even told you the deal yet. All right, this is the deal. I will go back to night school if you learn how to tie your shoes. Because in the end, we'll feel really good about ourselves because we work so hard. What do you say?
Okay, is it a deal now?
Now it's a deal. Let's shake on it.
We just had a family meeting.
And we've decided that we're not going to let you quit.
Yeah, you might hate our guts for this.
You might kick and scream.
But it's only because we love you.
Okay. You guys win. I'm going back to night school.
You know what it is? I think he knew that I really meant business.
Yeah, I wasn't taking no for an answer.
I'm glad we played hardball.
We're so good, we're bad.
Under. Over. Around the tree. Swing past the knothole. Pull and see. Bunny boy, around.